Office daf kuf gimel. So let's take it from the top. The new mission. The mission tells us that ha'omer harei alai mincha min ha'sa'orim. A person says he wants to bring a mincha that comes from barley. The lach is yavi min achitim. He has to bring from the wheat because there is no such thing as a mincha in the davar that comes from sa'orim. Only when it comes from chitim. So when he says mincha, he really, even though he says sa'orim, he really his real intent is to bring chitim. So therefore, he has to bring min achitim. Let's say he says kemach. He wants to bring kemach. Kemach is unsifted flour, so there's no such thing. Whenever you bring a minchas nedav, it's always going to be sifted. So when he says mikemach, he really means solas. So he has to be yavi solas. He has to fulfill his obligation with solas, which is sifted fine flour. If he says he wants to bring a mincha below shemen below nevona, there's no such thing. We don't have nedavos that don't have oil and levona. So when he says that, he really means just to bring a mincha. He has to be yavi shemen ulevona. If the guy takes upon himself to bring a chatzi isarom. And even though he wants to take upon himself half an Isarun, there is no such thing as a half an Isarun Nidava. So what he means is, even though he says a chati Isarun, he means an Isarun Shalem. The lach is Yavi Isarun Shalem. Let's say he says, I'm bringing a Isarun Umechsa, one and a half. There's no such thing either. Yavi Shnaim, he means there, he's bringing two Isarunim, which means two different Menachos. Comes along with Shimon and Poter, he says, Shalo, Hisnadev Keder Hamisnadvin. In this situation, this last case, he did not do the way the typical nether takes place, in which case, it would be thrown out the window, and he's going to be Pater entirely from bringing anything. So, Gemara wants to know now, in all these cases in the Mishnah, why is he chayv? He said, he's bringing a mincha minasorim. There is no such thing as a mincha minasorim. So, that should be, as the Gemara says, Amai. Nederhu upischo imo. He made a nether, but he has the exit strategy there. By him saying a mincha minasorim, no such thing exists. He took upon himself nothing. That was meaningless what he said. Why is he obligated to go ahead and bring that of chitim? He never specified minachitim. So the Gemara explains, Amar Chizkiya. Now pay attention to the parties involved here. Amar Chizkiya. Hamani, who authored the Mishnah, Chizkiya says, it must have been Beis Shammai. Damar Tafas Lashon Rishon. He always holds you go based on the first statement that a person says. The Tanan Harani Nazir Mina Grogros Mina Debelo. The guy says, I want to be a Nazir, but not from wine, not from grapes, rather from the different types of figs. There's no such thing as Nazir and figs. So do we throw that Nazirus out? Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir. He's a Nazir because since he said Harani Nazir, he paused there. He's a Nazir. Ah, he tried qualifying afterwards. I'm in a grogros minadvela. We ignore the second half. We're tafos lashon rishon. As opposed to Beis Hillel Omrim, ain't a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. We look at the entire statement. So here as well, since the guy said, Arei lai mincha, we pause, we freeze frame that the statement, and we say, he's chayv in mincha. And the fact that he said minasorim afterwards, we completely ignore, and for that reason, he's chayv to bring a mincha of chitim. So the guard, that's all Chizkiya's understanding. It goes like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan says our Mishnah is afilu tema Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan lines up with Beis Hillel. And even though Beis Hillel says, normally we hold the entire statement when he says, Areini nazir mina grogros mina devela, it's not a nazir, because we look at the entire sentence. Here, Ba'omer, it's a situation where the guy says, Harei alai sa'orim. We say to the guy, there's no such thing as a sa'orim, a nedava coming from a sa'orim. Then he responds back, ah, Ila Isi Yodeh, had I known this, Shein Nodin Kach, that we don't make Nedarim in such a way, Lo Haisi Noder Kach, Elakach. I wouldn't have said a Neder with Sorim, I would have said a Neder with Chitim. And by his admission, for that reason, he's Chayv even in this particular case. So Amr Chizki now, connected to the Chizki above, Chizki now says, Lo Shanu, this whole Mishnah is only true, Ella, Damar, Mincha Minas Sorim. I want to bring a Mincha, and he specifies Minas Sorim from barley, we said bring from Chitim. But let's say he says, Aval Amar Mincha min ha'adashim. You want to bring Mincha from lentils, so lo, this whole halacha wouldn't apply. He would not be obligated to bring anything if he specifies adashim. So Michte, let's understand the position of Chizkiya. Chizkiya Kiman Amar. Who does Chizkiya think our Mishnah holds like? He said above, Amar l'shmaisa, ki Beis Shammai. Right, Chizkiya above thought that our Mishnah works with Beis Shammai, who holds Tafos Lashon Rishon. So now putting everything together, according to Beis Shammai, that's his reasoning. You always go based on the first words, which in this case is Harei Alai Mincha. So according to Beis Shammai, Mali Min HaSa'orim, Mali Min HaDashim, it doesn't make a difference whether you end up qualifying with Sa'orim or whether you qualify with HaDashim. We always look at the first few words, which is Harei Alai Mincha. So how can Chizkiya make such a chilek Bein Sa'orim LaDashim within the world of Beis Shammai? And so for this reason, the Gemara says, no, Hadar Bei. Be'achizkiya retracted. Even though above he thought that our Mishnah worked well with Beis Shammai, he ended up retracting and saying our Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. Why? My time, Ahadarbe, why did he retract from his understanding of the Mishnah? Rav explained, because Masnitin Kshisase. The Mishnah is hard to understand. Meaning, my area detani mincha minasaorim. Why did the Mishnah give the example of the guy said mincha minasaorim? Listen, mina adashim. It should have taught in the Mishnah. The guy took upon himself to bring a mincha from adashim, that from lentils, and that would have been a greater chiddush. The fact that it specified saorim must have been teaching us that this halacha only applies to saorim, but doesn't apply to adashim. Elishma mina. So we see, what's the understanding then, according to Chizkiya, of the Mishnah? Elishma mina. We learn from here, mishum de tohu. Not because of tafas lashem rishon. The whole Mishnah is predicated on a mistake. That besorim toi, be adashim lo toi. People don't confuse chitim with adashim. People do confuse chitim with sorim. So when the guy says alai mina sorim, he made a mistake. He meant to say chitim. And for that reason, he's chayim. But if a guy says hare alai mincha mina adashim, you don't confuse adashim with chitim. He was really trying to taka bring a mincha from adashim. And for that reason, he's pater, because there is no such thing as a mincha from an adashim. And we can't be confused with adashim and that of chitim. So that's Chizkiya's understanding of the Mishnah. Comes along now Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar, afil teima hadashim. Our Mishnah would be true even if he said, Harei ala mincha min ha'adashim. That still would have been true that he's chayv to bring mincha min ha'chitim. How does Rabbi Yochanan understand this? Michti, let's understand. Rabbi Yochanan above, Kiman amr l'shmaisa, k'beis hilo. Rabbi Yochanan above, right in the beginning of the Gemara, he said that our Mishnah goes afil beis hilo. So within the world of beis hilo, you have to understand this. Beis hilo, his whole understanding was because the guy says, Eli, Isiodeh, had I known we don't know their kach, I would have known their kach. It was a mistake the guy made. So now if we're in the world of mistakes, it's a michti. Sorry, Beis Hillel, Mishim de Tayhu, Bisarim Tayhu, Badashim Lo Tayhu. So if it's all about mistakes, people only make mistakes from Chitim into Sa'orim. People don't make mistakes from Chitim to Adashim. So within the world of Beis Hillel, this halacha should only be true if you said Mincha Minasa'orim not. If you said mincha min hadashim, so then why does Rabbi Yochanan think that the halacha would still be true even in the case of hadashim? So the Gemara explained ledvarv de chizki ka'amar leh. He's not talking about him. Within his world there is a chiluk, but he's responding to chizki. He says chizki, in your world that you hold the Beis Shammai at my time of hadrin b'cha, why did you retract? Why did you end up saying that the Mishnah is not in accordance with Beis Shammai? Because Mishim de lo katani min adashim. Because the word adashim wasn't the example. Had the Mishnah given the example of adashim, lentils, then Beis Shammai would have been across the board. Tafos lashon rishon, regardless of achitim, saor, and adashim. Since it didn't give the example of adashim, you felt that that Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. He said, no. The Mishnah is still like Beis Shammai in your understanding. Why? Why then did they not give the example of adashim? So he explains, Dilma lo mi bai kamar. Maybe the Mishnah is a lo mi bai, meaning, lo mi bai min adashim dikle meimar hader hu de hader bei v'tafos lashem rishon. Needless to say, if the guy, in other words, it's obvious. If a guy says harei la mincha, and then he says min adashim, his statement adashim was a clear statement of him trying to retract and undo the mincha, because no one confuses adashim with chitim. So his adashim was really an expression of his retraction, and we don't accept retractions. You say tafos lashem rishon, hare alai mincha, it's done. Oh, I was saying adashim. Get out of here, you weren't saying adashim. It's final. That was an obvious case that he is chayv to bring a mincha schitim. That's why adashim wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. It was too obvious. Ella afil min ha-sa'orim. There's a reason to think that sa'orim would have exempted him. How? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Nami de'ikal meimar, you could have said mitei huta katoi. Maybe the guy Taka wanted to say hare alai mincha min ha-sa'orim. That's, he thought you can bring a mincha min ha-sa'orim. He wasn't trying to retract. And maybe we should view the entire statement together as one unit, not as a Lashon Rishon and then a Chazara. It's all one statement. He really wanted to bring Minas Ha'orim, and maybe he should be Pater from then bring Minchas Chitim. Afil Hachi, despite the fact that maybe that was his intention, still we view it as Tafos Lashon Rishon, and that's the Chiddush. So Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, he's able to still retain Chizkiya's position that our Mishnah is still like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. Going to the top of Amud Beis now, the Gemara says, Kuf Gim Amud Beis, Amar Z'iri. Z'iri says, Lo Shanu Elad Amar Mincha. Our whole discussion in the Mishnah, when you say, Arei Alai Mincha Minas Orim, we say, you're chayv to bring from Chitim. That's only true if you said the word, Damar Mincha. About Lo Amar Mincha Lo. If you didn't say the word Mincha, you just said the word Seorim. Or the Rashi says, you said, Minchas Seorim. When you say Minchas, Minchas means there's a continuation. So it comes as a one unit. If you said, Minchas Seorim, So then we view that as one statement, and he would taka be pater from bringing a chitim. Only if you say mincha, and then you say shel seorim, do you say that you're chayiv in bringing minchas chitim. But again, minchas seorim, you're pater. So Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nachman v'kamerla Shmaiser Rav Nachman was sitting and learning this halacha of Zeiri. Eisvei Rava, Rava's challenged Rav Nachman from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kemach yavi solas. If you say, I want to bring Kemach, we make him bring solas instead, which is the fine flour. Lav, is it not a case of lo amar mincha? He didn't say mincha. He just said, I want to bring Kemach. He didn't say mincha shel Kemach. He just said Kemach. And we see that you're still chayv. This halacha is still true, even when you don't say mincha. Gemara says, no, the case, lo damar mincha. Then he asks, what about the other part of the Mishnah? Below Shemin v'Lavona. Yavi Shemin v'Lavona. My lav de lo amar mincha. Is it not a case where he didn't say the word mincha? No, the amar mincha. Again, Chatzi Yisaron, Yavi Yisaron Shalom. He said half a Yisaron. He was required to bring a full Yisaron. My lav de lo amar mincha. Is it not where he didn't say mincha? Lo, the amar mincha. He said mincha in that case as well. So now we're talking about a case that every step in the Mishnah, every example, is where he said a mincha, and then he qualified by kemach, he qualified by chatzi isarom, and since he said mincha, he's chayv to bring a proper mincha. The Gemara asks now, ihachi, if that's the case, aim a seifa. The seifa says, if he takes upon himself to bring an isaron, umechsa, he has to bring yavi shnaim, he needs to bring a two esronim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Kevin Damar Mincha, once he says Mincha, that word alone, Ichayv lo be Isaron, he's chayv to bring an Isaron. Ki Amar Chatzi Isaron lo klum kamar, he didn't say anything. The Chatzi Isaron means nothing, because if you're saying Mincha Isaron, that's one unit. And if you don't say Mincha Chatzi Isaron again, if you don't repeat the word Mincha again afterwards, so then it's meaningless. So we see the Chatzi Isaron, if he didn't say Mincha, he should be potter from having to bring a second Isaron. Mar says, no, it's the case, lo tzricha. Damar hare alai mincha chatzi saron v'isaron. That's the word he said. I said, I'm taking upon myself a mincha of a chatzi saron, and then he said, I want to take another isaron upon myself. What does this mean? So Gemara says, excuse me, he says as follows. Kevin damar mincha, once he said, I'm taking upon myself a mincha, ichayv lo b'isaron, he's chayv in isaron. Ki amar chatzi saron, then when he says the mechza isaron, that's local, that's mkama, that's worthless. But then when he says the third statement, there are three words he's saying here. He's saying mincha, chatzi isaron, and then isaron again. Mincha means isaron. Chatzi isaron means nothing, but the final isaron means kihada amar isaron, maisi isaron achrina. He's required to bring yet another isaron. That's how we understand the statement here. So then the Gemara says, yihach, if that's the case, Rabbi Shimon poter, shlohis nadiv kederach hamestavden mai. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who says you're pater, he said a very nice thing, meaning, why would he say you're pater? He did everything he's supposed to say. He says, Arei Elai Mincha. If we're now establishing that this last case is where he said, Arei Elai Mincha, he said the word Mincha, isn't that the normal way to take a neder? Why is he saying, Shlo Esnadiv Keder Hamasnadvim? Really, Rabbi Shimon should say, he's chayv to bring a nedava of Mincha. The Gemara says, Amar, Amar Rav, Rav explains, Rabbi Shimon Beshitas Rabbi Yosi Amra, Damar Af Bigmar Dvarav, Ma nitfas. Rabbi Yossi is a shita that doesn't hold based on tafas lashon rishon only. He holds af bigmar dvarav, that you have to look at the entire statement. So if you look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, Rashi says af bigmar dvarav adam nitfas. Says Rashi, the law is leading baster lashon rishon lechudei. You don't only look at the first statement that he says arei lai mincha and it sounds like a very nice nether. You look in the entire statement. Velo baster achron lechudei ela baster kulo. You look at the entire statement. The person who says that, Perusha Kimifarish, Mincha Shel Chatzi Isaron, Visaron, Hainu Shaloka Dercha Mesnadin. Now, in that light, since you view the entire statement as one sentence, that's not the way people make Nidavos, in which case Rabbi Shimon thinks you're Pater. That's all according to Rabbi Yossi, Af Bigmar Dvarv Adam Matfis. But according to what we're assuming, that you go based on Tafos Lashon Rishon, so once he says Arei Alai Mincha, that's Kedercha Mesnadin, in which case he's Chayv to bring in Nidava. Mishnah now says halfway down the Amud here. Hamisnadev adam mincha shashishim isaron maybe bekliachem. Guy says I'm bringing a large mincha of 60 esronim. You bring it all in one kli, all the flour in one kli. Skipping the parentheses. Im amar harelai shishim ve'achas. I'm bringing 61 amounts. Maybe shishim bekliachad. You put 60 in one utensil, one vessel, and echad bekliachad, and one in another smaller vessel. Why do you split it up such a way? Shekeinat tzibur maybe beyom tivishon shachag shachalios b'shabbos. If yom tiv sukkis falls out on Shabbos without going through the calculations, it ends up being a total of shishim v'echad. There end up being 61 esronim, all in one kli. So the Mishnah explains, Dayol Yachid, it's sufficient that the Yachid, when the Yachid brings his personal Nedava, Shupachas Minat Tibor Echad, it should be one less. So if a Tibor could tolerate 61 Esronim, we should have a threshold of only 60. And that's why we split up 60 and 1 into a separate Kli for the Yachid. Kalvas on Amr Bashir, Rabshim doesn't like this Pshat. He says, Hallo, Elul Parim, Elul Kvasim, Vedim Nivlam Zem Zem. The mincha of the parim and the mincha of the kvasim are different types of flowers that are being used. You can't mix them together. In other words, he's arguing with the metzias. They did not mix all the flowers together of the various karbanos of sukkis that fell on Shabbos. It left them each separately. It wasn't 61 all in one unit. He argues. Se'ela, if that's the case, he has to explain if the tzibur is in the model. Everyone agrees to the halacha that when you take upon yourself 61, you only put 60 here and one in the other one. They're arguing about what is the source for this. So while the Tanakhama felt the source is based on Sukkis, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon says that wasn't taking place, Sukkis. They did not mix the flowers together. They had 10 here, 10 there, whatever the Shirum were. So how does he know that you only put 60 in one Kli and one in the other Kli? So Gemara explains, Ella, Ad Shishim Yechon Libalel, only up until 60 is it able to mix. If you try to make a huge batter of something, sometimes there's just too much ingredients, it's not going to mix well with each other. So the Chacham understood that 60 astronomy is really the limit where it's able to mix well together. Anything more, it's too stuffed and too clogged, it's not going to mix well. So Amru Lo, so the Chacham say back to Rabbi Shimon, Shishim Nivlalim, Shishim Yachad Ein Nivlalim, that doesn't make any sense. You add one little Isaron that's going to change the whole mixture, it doesn't make any sense. Why would one Isaron change it? So his response is, a very famous response, we have a few plays in the Gemara. This is why Rabbi Yirmiyah got kicked out of the base medrash, because of the following discussion. Amar Lehi says back to them, Kol midos chachamim, kein, all the midos, all the shiurim, the measurements of chachamim, are the way they are. Ba'ar bar mesah hu tovel, when it comes to a mikvah, needs to be at least 40 sah. If it's ba'ar bar mesah chasar kurtov, if it's a 40 minus a tiny drip, then eino yachal tfal behem. They have to create shiurim, they have to create some type of structure, in which case, 60 and is the limit, and 61 is no longer the limit. Fine. So Gemara now says, Shal she'ela lamala mi Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli. They asked the question to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli, minayin la'omer harei alai shishim ve'echad mevi shishim b'kli echad ve'echad b'kli echad. They wanted to know, this Mishnah, how do you know that when a person takes a nedava to bring 61 isronim, you split it up 60 in one kli and one in the other kli? So Pasach Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli, who was the Rosh Medaber Mechol Makom, he's always referred to the one who always speaks first, Rabbi Yehuda. So he spoke and explained as follows. He says, Amar, Shekein matzinu tzibur mevin bayom tov rishon shechag, shechalios b'shabas, shishim ve'echad, dayo liyachid, sheyivchos minat tzibur echad. That's what we saw in the Mishnah, exact quote from the Mishnah. Amalei Rishir, Rabbi Shimon says back to him, Valo, Eilu Parm, Ve Ayalim, Ve Eilu Kvasim, Eilu Blilisim Ava, Eilu Blilisim Aracha. They have different types of mixtures, textures, and consistencies. Eilu Blilisim Shachar, Eilu Blilisim Minarbayim. Some are done in the morning, some are done during the night. Eilu Nivlam Mizal Zep. You can't mix them together. They were not mixed together. You're right, there was a total of 61 astronim that were used on Sukkot, Shechalis, B'Shabbos, but they weren't all in one Kli. So they say back, Amrulo and Murata. So you big shot, you tell us what's the source. How do we know you split 61 into 60 and then separately into one? Amrulam harehu omer v'chol mincha belula b'shemen v'charava. Kfar nemar Torah haba mincha shichlo libal. The Torah tells us that you have to have the ability to mix the oil together with all the flour. So therefore, the understanding is that 60, everything mixes well. 61, it doesn't mix. So they say, Amrulo, they say to Rabbi Shimon, Mishishim nivlalim, Mishishim echad ein nivlalim. You're telling me 60, that's the cap, but 61 is really going to break it. It's not going to mix well with the oil with 61. That doesn't make any sense. Like we saw in the Mishnah, Amalo, Rabbi Shimon responds back, Kol midas chachamim, all the measurements of the chachamim, kein hu, that's what they are. It's final. There's no messing around with a little bit more, a little bit less. Barbam sa hu tovel, barbam sa tchaser kartuv, eino yachal litzvol. You can't be tovel in 40 minus even a drip. Kibetza metame tumas ochlin. If the food is the size of kibetza, it's metame. If it's kibetza chaser shumshin, it's kibetza minus a little sesame seed, a tiny drop less than a kibetza, ain't a metame tumas ochlin. Similarly, shloshal shloshim metame midras. If it's three tvachim by three tvachim a cloth, it's metame a person who sits on it. If it's shloshal shloshim chaser nima achat, it's missing a tiny thread. The din is ain't a metame midras. It's not going to become tame. Gemara says, so who cares if we can't mix it together? Whoever says you have to mix the oil with the flour, put 61 asarim and it doesn't mix well, big deal. Doesn't the Mishnah tell us, if you don't mix the oil with the flour, it's still acceptable. So 61, it doesn't mix, so it should still be acceptable. So Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir explains, kol haroi lebila ein bila makeves. As long as it has the potential, the theoretical ability to mix, then you don't have to lemaisa mix it. However, kol shein haroi lebila, that which does not have the ability to, it physically can't, because 61 asarim doesn't mix with the oil well, so then in which case, bila makeves bo, and then not mixing it would prevent it from being a kosher carbon. So Amar Rabbi Biba, the bottom seven lines or so of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's once a mule of the house of Rebbe, and Tosa points out we're bringing this Maisa here because we're going to quote at the end of Yehuda Rosh Medabrim at the end of the story here. So there's a certain mule in the house of Rebbe, Shemesa, that died. V'shi'aru chachamim esa dama b'revius, and they calculated that the blood, wanted to know if there's a blood of revius there, because the blood of a nevela, if it's a shi'ar revius, is metame. So that was the Maisa that was going on. So they say, if it's a revius, the dam nevela is metame. So they ask a question, Mesa, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, hey, Id, Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, they have testified about the following, al dam nevela shishu tahor, they paskin that blood of nevela is actually going to be tahor. So I'm Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, Mesa, there's once an event, hayu nochen arudos la'arayos, they would bring these donkeys to the lions, Bistaria, some shalmelech, probably some type of, I don't know, a gladiator event, I don't know what was going on there. And how you all regalam shokin ad rekavosam, those who were gathering up to see the big event, so they were all the blood like knee high, v'dam in blood, v'lo amru lahem davar, they didn't say a thing to them, they let them be, meaning we don't assume that the dam nevela of these dead lions and donkeys, whatever was going on there, it's not metame person, it's allowed. So we see dam nevela is tahor. Ishtik, so he had no response, how to come back to what to say. Even though above we said that the dam revius nevela is tameh, this baraisa says it's tahor. So Amar lo Rabbi Zeika, Rabbi Zeika says back to him, my time lo kamahadeh, why didn't you respond? Give them an answer, explain what's pshat. Say, my time lo kamahadeh mar. Amar le, so he says back to him, heichi ahadele, how am I able to respond back to them? Dam Rabbi Chanin, the pasuk says, vayuta chayach atfluim lecha, that your life is hanging the balance, meaning what? A person who buys his produce from year to year, he doesn't know what's going to be the next year. His life is, every year he doesn't know what's going to be. He doesn't have his own property, his own capital. That's a person who's chayecha tulim. Then the pasuk says, "Pachad is a laila v'yomam." The person who's scared every day, every night. That's a person who's lokech tua me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Doesn't know what's going to be next week. That person, he's living in fear. And ve'el al tamin b'chayecha, those who don't trust in their life, that's zeh somech ala palter, the one who's relying on the local bakery to give him food. He doesn't know even the next day if he's going to have any food. But hu gavra, he's referring to himself, al palter somech, I rely on the baker. Every single morning I go to the bakery to get a bread, hoping to have something for me to eat. I don't know what's going to be the next day. I can't respond. I don't have the das, I don't have the yeshiva das to be able to answer such a question. So my havelay, so what's the pshat? Is dam nevela's tamir or not? So they respond back, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef explains, Rabbi Yehuda Muryana de Beis Nisayahava. He, Rabbi Yehuda, was the posik, the Mor Hara, in the house of the Nasi, and of Beis Rebbe. And Orelei Kishmaisi Paskin as follows. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, She Shadvar Mikuli Beis Shammai Mechumre Beis Hillel. There are six things where Beis Shammai is Mekil, Beis Hillel is Machmir. Normally, Beis Hillel is Mekil, Beis Shammai is Machmir. Here is one of the six that's the opposite. What's the case? Dam Nevelos. It's a machlokas tonight. In the end of the day, that's what's going on. There seems to be a machlokas tonight. And Amr Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, af kishatimu Beis Hillel. Even when Beis Hillel paskin that dam nevela is in fact tameh, lo timu es berivius. It's only tameh if it has a shiver berivius. Hove yachol likrosh lamor al kazais. Because really, the din of the Torah is that the eating of nevela is what makes a person tameh. So really, the shiver achil is always kazais. How could the dam, ben, dam is an achila? So the dam is revius, which if it were to congeal and become a solid, revius is the same size as a kazayas. That's when Beis Hillel says it's metame. But we see in the end of the day, this machlok is Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether or not dam nevela is metame or it's not. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.